That's good stuff right there.
Amen.
I like that kind of music that don't pump the flesh. It's just directly at Him. Amen. Psalms 127 tonight. Psalms 127. I'm going to try not to preach very long because I know the kids don't have much of an attention span. And I know some of you adults don't either. Somebody asked me the other day, another pastor, he said, do people sleep while you preach? I said, well, I tell them if they're able, go ahead. Amen. Psalms 127 and verse number 3. Very familiar verse of scripture. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, lo, children are inheritance of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is that man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. Back up to verse number 3, where he said, lo, children are inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. Did you understand what He just called your babies tonight? A reward. A reward. How some people cast what God has given aside, I have no idea. But children, like Romans chapter 6 and verse 23, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Just like that gift of eternal life, these babies the Lord has given us, given you, they are a gift from God. But with that gift comes the greatest responsibility known to man. Do you understand that? Especially with these babies, these next few years, their little brains are like sponges. Their little mind soaks up everything it sees and everything it hears. If you don't believe it, cuss in front of a 2-year-old. That'll be the first thing he'll repeat. We were in Orlando in Disney World, and we went to the Wax Museum, that Hall of Presidents. And one of them stands up, I believe it was Johnson, I think. One of them stands up, he's giving a speech, and he uses a foul word in that speech. And my grandson Jonas, I hadn't said a word the whole time. He said, was he talking about the water kind? What holds water in a lake? I said, yeah, probably so. He said, I don't think so. They hear and see and catch everything. And these gifts that God has given us, I want to encourage you to invest them wisely. Somebody said you just do the best you can and hope they turn out. You don't have Bible for that, not on either. God's given us a job to do. And our children will become what we condition them to become. Here's what I've seen in 24 years of pastoring and dealing with people. Most children turn out to be pretty much a mirror image of who raised them. Got quiet on me. If your little boy looks at you, Brother Corey, when he's big enough, and Brother Jeremy, when he's big enough, and says, Daddy, I want to be just like you, would that be okay?
No.
I'm glad your daddy ain't here. Out of the mouth of babes, amen. Thanks for your help. That was a blessing. Tonight we come and we get an altar. We call this a dedication service. But I don't want this to be in your hearts and your minds just a formality. Something we do to get a photo opportunity or something, a little memory, a little Bible and that kind of thing. I want this to be serious in your heart. Because you are holding in your lap one of the greatest responsibilities in the world, and that's being the caretaker of the gift that God has loaned you. I heard an old song years ago about a little baby boy that had died. And the old black preacher stood in the funeral. And here's what he said. He said, God didn't give you that baby by 100,000 miles. He just thought you needed some sunshine. So he lent him for a while. Amen. Though you're the parents of these children, they're still God's. And he's kind of left them in your possession. You're a steward of God's gift is what you are. I want to encourage you tonight as moms and dads to raise your kids in a godly way. You flip over to Proverbs chapter number 22. Proverbs chapter number 22. I won't be long. I don't think. Proverbs chapter 22. Look with me at verse number 6. I don't know how you look at it, but I take this as a promise. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. I always heard growing up, well, you know the Bible said, you train them up right, they'll go away, but they'll come back. That ain't what it said. It said, we'll train up the child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. I know the very best you can do, the devil can still get in and the devil can still mess up and make a wreck. We've seen it over and over. We've seen children of good families hooked on drugs and everything else under the sun.
That's right.
I believe if you'll do right, God will honor you. If you'll do right, I believe God will honor you. These next 10, 15 years are vital. They're very important. Somebody accused us one time of sheltering our children. Hiding our children from the world. Well, they're all in church. They're all serving God. And one's pastoring. They sang a song one time that said something to the effect of, thank God for what I missed. Thank God for what I missed. I remember Ashley, my oldest daughter, who sang just a minute ago. She was in the first grade and she come home and she got off the bus and she was crying. And well, finally we got it out of her what was the matter. And she said, everybody made fun of me. I said, what did they make fun of you for, baby? She said, I didn't know who Michael Jackson was. And I thought, how lucky. We hadn't exposed her to the world we knew. Amen. Back then it was the we sing songs. It was the little gospel songs. You know, Jesus loves me, this I know, and the B-I-B-L-E. That was the music she heard at home. Are we okay? These next years are very, very important. We ran a Christian school here for years and it never ceased to amaze me how a parent would come in with a child kicked out of high school. A very rebellious kid who is a mess. I didn't mean to point at you, Chad. My hand just went that way. And they'd bring that kid to us and would sit down in my office and they'd say, here, fix him. It's not my job to fix your child. In many cases, sometimes it's too late. The only hope is that the Lord will get a hold of their heart. It's not the government's job to raise our children. Hillary said it takes a village to raise a child. No Bible there either. God gave a child to a mama and a dad. Let me say it again. God gave a child to a mama and a dad. And I don't think it's the government's business how you raise your child. I think it's between you and your wife and the Lord. Are we okay? Some people choose to homeschool. They say that's sheltering. That's your choice. That's your choice. You pray and you make that choice. Some kids go to public school and do okay. Others don't. They get sucked into the mess. Don't let nobody tell you what you can or can't do. Take it on good advice. Just don't give them a spanking in Walmart. We had a daddy do that one day, and the cops was waiting on him at the door. Took him to jail and took his kids. So do it at home, amen. One of these days, me and this fellow right here is going to go off the scene. And we've got a job to do to make sure there's coming somebody up to take our place. And it very well could be one of these that we've just dedicated to the Lord today. Very well could be. Wouldn't that be an honor? Wouldn't that be an honor for a baby that was dedicated right here in this altar? Wound up serving God in this very place. By the way, there are some that are doing that now. That was dedicated to God in this altar, and now they're serving God in the ministries of this church. Praise the Lord. That's my goal. Our youth choir was practicing when I came in tonight, and it was absolutely full. I believe we got more in the youth choir than we had in the adult choir. And they were singing their hearts out. And I thought, Lord, they could be anywhere tonight, especially these older teenagers that's got cars and can drive. They could be up here sitting on the hood of a car, smoking a joint. They could be out drinking beer tonight. But thank God they're in the house of God, singing about God and glorifying somebody. I'm telling you, it's a blessing to see our children where they ought to be and doing what they ought to be doing. Glory to His name. Whether it stays that way, and whether these turn out that way, depends very much on what we do. Give you three simple thoughts tonight. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. I know some of you got your hands full of baby. It's hard to look at the Bible, but Deuteronomy chapter number 6. I want you to know that God has given you the right resources to raise your children. I remember back when I was a kid, there was this goofball philosopher, Dr. Spock. Anybody remember that? Writing books on raising children, and she didn't have none. I want to get advice from somebody on how to raise a child. I want to go to somebody who's raised some good ones. Not somebody who's got three or four in jail and two on crack, and I'm going to go to somebody who's raised some good godly kids and say, hey, give me some advice. I'm certainly not going to ask somebody who's never raised a child how to raise a child. But we do have the right resources available to us. By the way, you've got more today than has ever been. Amen. Back in the day, Mom and Daddy didn't have nothing but a Bible. Now there's good books. I'm talking about good Christian books. Amen. Look at Deuteronomy chapter number 6 and verse number 6. The Bible said, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Watch verse 7 very carefully. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. And they shall talk oft of them when thou sittest in the house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. You hear what he said? He said these words. What word? This old King James Bible right here. These words which I've commanded you, these words. He said, talk about them when you rise up. Talk about them when you lay down. Talk about them when you're walking in the way. Hey, teach your children the Bible. Amen. We've got some kids, man, in this church that blow your mind. I guarantee you I could have all the kids get ready, the parents get ready tonight, and we could do some Bible drills, and they would smoke y'all. Amen. This world is throwing so much stuff at me. I've got 5 grandbabies. Have y'all watched any cartoons lately? No, 6 grandbabies. Get like old woman in the shoes. You flip through them cartoons. Some of them cartoons look absolutely demonic. I don't know what they are, but some of them just don't look good at all. We'll flip through there sometimes, and one of the babies, they'll say, turn that, Papa, that's not good. I remember when there wasn't no such thing as a bad cartoon. All cartoons were clean and funny. Then they started fussing about the violence in the road running. It didn't hurt me. I ain't never dropped an anvil on nobody's head. Some of the craziest stuff I ever heard. But we've got the right recourses. I remember when I was a little boy, my mama had that book that was in the Bible stories book. You see, still see it in the doctor's office. And she'd read me those stories. I remember as a child growing up and hearing about David and Goliath. Man, I just imagined that. I could see it in my mind. I remember her telling me about Samson and his strength. And I remember her telling me about Moses and his rod. And I remember them stories vividly from when I was a little boy. And you know what? Because my mama taught it to me at home. When I got to Sunday school at church, it wasn't foreign to me. I knew what that teacher was talking about.
Yes, sir.
My son, when he was little, went to a vacation Bible school at another church, and the teacher said something wrong, and he raised his hand and said, "That ain't right." I'm talking about a little bitty fella. And he wasn't meaning to be ugly. He was just telling me, "You ain't got that right." Thank God our children ought to know about the Bible.
Amen.
Amen. You say that's a little bit old-fashioned, isn't it? Yeah, but it still works. God ain't changed and God ain't dead. His word's still powerful. His word will still shape and form their life.
Amen.
Amen. You know what kept me from doing a lot of things? I did a lot of things I shouldn't. But a lot of things I didn't do. You know what kept me from it? That book right there. I was lost, man. I didn't get saved when I was 19 on my way to hell. But man, I'd get off a bunch of guys and all of a sudden that scripture that I'd heard all my life would pop in my head.
Amen.
I could see my mother. I could hear her prayer. We got the right resources. God's given us a good church. Let me say it again. God's given us a good church. We've got the best children's ministry I know of. We've got some of the most qualified workers. And I, by saying qualified, I'm telling you what qualifies them. They truly love your children. I stand at the door of Sunday school rooms week by week, and I eavesdrop on everybody, by the way. And I listen to what they're telling you children. I'm thinking, what a blessing. We've got the right resources. Now listen, don't suffer your children loss of the environment they grow up in because somebody at church hurt your feelings. I know people, grown adults with small children, who got mad at the preacher over something silly that could have been worked out. They didn't just go to another church, they got out of church. And now their kids are grown and they're a mess. I meet them in the stores and they say, "Preacher, pray for our son. Pray for our daughter. I don't know what's going to happen in some." I know what happened. You took them out of the environment that they needed to be in. Are we okay tonight? Man, we've got some great resources around here. I love watching these little kids in the youth choir stand on this front row. Some of them 5 and 6 years old, singing their little hearts out. I watch my granddaughter in the adult choir. She stands up there with mama sometimes. She knows every word to every song. That's a blessing. What's going to come out of them is pretty much what we could eat. Does that make sense? Amen. Listen, if you raise these kids up listening to the right kind of music at church and the wrong kind of music at home, they ain't going to know which way to go. If what you say at church and what you say at home is two different things, they ain't going to know which way's right. I had a little boy in trouble one day in school sitting in my office. Little fella. Was fixing to give him a paddle. I couldn't bring myself to it. He said something about his daddy. I said, "Now, boy, your daddy's a good man." He said, "You don't know my daddy at home." He said, "All he does is scream and cuss at mama." That's what we used to call a hypocrite.
Yes, that's right.
Give them the right resources here, but give them the right resources at home. We've got the right resource. Some of you ain't going to like this, but we've also got the right recourse. Go to Proverbs chapter number 13. Proverbs chapter number 13. You can get in trouble with this one. Proverbs chapter number 13. Adults, look at me. How many of you's mama would jack you up if you got out of line when you were growing up? Oh, yeah. My mama could whoop you driving. I ain't lying. Not knock you out the back window of the car. She didn't have to pull over. She reached down the floorboard, pull off her shoe, and you had it, son. And we turned out all right. Somebody said, well, we used time out. My mama did too. She'd knock you on the floor and say, one, two, three, you're out. It wasn't that bad. I never got a beat. But I did take a few whippings, amen? Or as we like to say, whoopings. We didn't get whippings, we got whoopings, amen? Proverbs chapter 13, look at verse number 24. The Bible said, he that spareth his rod hateth his son. But he that loveth him chasteneth him the time. Listen to me tonight. You abuse your child, and I'll be the first one to report you. Some of you have been around here a while. I might not be able, but I'll do my best to whip. There's a right way and a wrong way. Amen. I believe corporal punishment works. It was God's design. It was God's way. Are y'all all right? And children are different. Children are different. My kids were different as night and day. Probably count on one hand the times Ashley got a whip. I could look at her hard and she'd wet herself. Scared of it. Didn't have to tell her twice. Levi? Different story. But God gave us these children, and part of raising them and part of training them is correcting them.
That's right.
Amen. Do you know why there's no respect for teachers in school? There's no discipline for children at home. Are you listening? Now these little bitty fellas, y'all holding Kelly, y'all don't want him. He'll get big enough, but he ain't there yet. My mother's sitting in this room tonight. And I have more respect for that lady than any lady on the face of this planet. You know her at church, but I've known her life for 52 years. And you couldn't count with a calculator how many whippings I got. She come home from work one day. I was raised in a single parent home. She come home from work one day, and our teenage babysitter's eyes were swelled up from where she had been crying. Mama said, go to your room. Her boyfriend had called and broke up with her. But my mama automatically assumed I made the babysitter. I'm telling you, I got a whooping. I got plenty of whooping. I got them whippings that she tell you at church when we get home, boy. And I always pray, dear Jesus, let her forget. Let her get amnesia and Alzheimer's before we get to the house. Then I'd pretend like I was asleep in the car. Wake up, boy, you got to get a whooping. I didn't lose any respect for my mother. It didn't drive me to a life of crime.
Yeah, amen.
If all she ever did was beat on me and then not use the resources of the Bible and the Word of God and the house of God, hey, it took all that together.
Yeah.
She wasn't a mean mama. I couldn't understand it when I was a kid. She'd whip me and cry while she was doing it. She'd say, son, this hurts me worse than it did you. I said, well, you hand me that baby. It didn't feel that way on my end. But when I became a dad, I remember going to my bedroom and crying. Because it wasn't something I wanted to do. But it was something I had a responsibility to do. You've got a recourse Your job is to train these children. Your job is to protect these children. There's some junk out there, Brother Jeremy.
Yes.
Brother Corey. There's some stuff out there that scares me to death.
Right.
They got drugs now that if you take it, you just die.
Yeah.
When I grew up, it was a Budweiser and a joint. That's about the most dangerous thing they look. And I'm not saying those are not still dangerous, but now they got stuff that just, I'm telling you, the devil's after them. When I was a kid in elementary school, we didn't know what drugs were. I had no idea what drugs were. Never heard of it. Now they're dealing it in elementary school. We got to protect our children. That means as they get bigger, stick your nose in their business.
Amen.
If I had something to hide, I hid it in my sister's room. Mama gonna find it in my room. Oh yeah. I had a boy come home with me one night and he had a bag of pot. He said, can I hide this in one of your drawers? I said, no. You might as well go set it on Mama's dresser if that's what you're going to do. Go put it in my sister's room. She read all my love notes. I used to tell Sister Angie, be careful what you write. Mama's going to read this. I've been talking to Sister Angie on the phone. I hear Mama breathing. I said, Mama. She said, well, you got to say something to her. I said, yeah. Stuck her nose in the business. What she was doing was protecting her boy. I'd get a new friend. Somebody started hanging out with her, hadn't hung out before. By the end of the week, she'd know more about it than I did. Amen. That's your job. That's your job. And by the way, dads, look up here. It's up to you. It's your responsibility what comes inside the doors of your house. Had a lady in our home church, her husband had died. And she had good kids, but her youngest boy, he kind of went wild. She asked me if I'd come talk to him. I said I would. And I went to her house and on her door, on the door knocker, it said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. And I walked into the living room. And you can see in the dining room, there's that picture, that old painting, the guy praying over the loaf of bread. And finally I said, well, where's your son? She said, he's up in his room. I walked up to his room and big sign on the door said, no trespassing. I thought, there's problem number one.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no kid going to tell me I'm not welcome in a room I'm paying for.
Amen.
I ain't talking about these babies now. I'm talking about these. They're going to grow up. I didn't knock. I just opened the door. I walked in. I called. He's sitting on the edge of the bed with headphones on his head. Called his name three or four times. He never did answer. He kind of grew up in my youth group, and I just reached up and slapped them headphones off his head. I said, I'm talking to you. And he just, eyes got about that big around. And I got to looking around his room. I got to looking at what he was listening to. It was Metallica back then. Metallica posters on his wall. Nearly naked women posters on his wall. I talked with him for a long time and went back downstairs and said, sweet little mother. She said, brother, what do you think's wrong? I said, you need to clean your house.
Amen.
You need to clean your house.
Yeah, you're right.
That's their job.
You're right.
To protect our children. They're going to make mistakes. And they're going to mess up. But God's given us the right resources. He's given us the right recourse. One more verse of scripture and I'm done. We need to give them the right representation. I've already hit on this a little bit, so I won't labor this longer. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 12. It said, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. The right representation. In other words, the right role model. Give them somebody that I can look up to. Or that they can look up to. When both of my daughters got married, Ashley and Katie both, I told them both the same thing. I said, the best advice I can give you is be as close to what your mama is. If you'll be the wife your mama is, you'll be all right. And I hope my wife can say the same thing to my son. Be the husband and daddy that your daddy is. Be an example in front of them. Amen. Remember, they hear every word. They hear every conversation. If you come to church and tell them that coming to church is a good thing, and then you sit around the table and tear the church down, hey, you're sending mixed signals to your kids. Be consistent. We say it again, be consistent. I never one time growing up, from the time I was 4 years old, I never one time said, Mama, are we going to church today? I knew better. That was the dumbest question you could ask in our house. Yeah, we're going to church today. I'd say, Mama, I don't want to go today. Mama would say, I didn't ask you. Amen. Be consistent in their life. Be consistent in everything. Are you listening? What a gift. What a gift. Why God chose to give you three at the same time, I'll never know. But you know what I was thinking today? He gave them to you for a reason.
Yeah.
He could have gave them three little girls or any of these other parents right here, but he gave them to you. Isn't that something? He's looking at me like the one down there. In my opinion, I think God's highly honored you.
Amen.
And getting those three little girls and two little boys. What a gift God's given us. I remember when Ashley was born, I remember holding her in my hands and I prayed. I said, God, I don't know what to do. I didn't have a daddy growing up in my life. I don't know what to do. This. You're going to have to help me. You're going to have to show me. And there's been a lot of days I've scratched my head and didn't know which way to turn. And God's always led us in the right direction. And now I'm getting to watch them be good mamas and daddies. And it's a blessing. But now's when it matters. Your mamas. Don't wait till they're older and out in the world and then try to pull it back. You start now. Make up your mind. We're not going to get out of church. We're going to keep them around the right kind of stuff and away from the wrong kind of stuff. And we're going to teach them the Bible at home. Amen. They're learning. They're learning. Our little one-year-old, Zoe. One-year-old. That little movie, Frozen. And one of them little songs has a grandfather clock, and he goes, and every time, perfect timing, when he gets to that, she goes, and they're learning, even at an early age. There's some good Christian cartoons out there. There's some good Bible cartoons out there. Let them see and learn the right stuff and hear the right stuff. I'm not against the other. I'm not against the Disney movies. Some preachers preach on it like it's straight out of Hades, but I enjoy it myself. But make sure you give them a balanced diet. Let them know about the Lord. I'm so thankful for what God's done. It's been awesome. I prayed for every one of these pregnancies that would have a healthy mama and a healthy baby. As far as I know, out of every one of them, we got a healthy mama and a healthy baby. God's been so good to help us. And He's blessed us so much. The least we can do is take what He's given us and raise it for Him. Let's take it. Congratulations, parents. Ashley, did y'all sing that song when I love you? They're going to sing. While they do tonight, this altar's open. You just mind the Lord. Maybe you weren't part of the baby dedication tonight, but you got a child that needs your prayer. Maybe you dedicated your baby some years ago, but you've kind of fell back from those promises that you made. Just remind God tonight. Whenever y'all are ready.